Emma Barnett has just won Best Speech Presenter, and she looks very giddy. How's that?
I'm not allowed to be giddy on my show half the time. I mean, I can, but, you know, doing quite serious news. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the best job, and I'm really... I just didn't think this would be mine tonight. I had very stiff competition. All the lads. I was up against all the lads. And they have really unique shows, so I'm thrilled. And speechless as speech presenter. Yeah. That's not very good, is it?
But 2019 was an amazing year for news and for your show, and that's why you've won this, clearly.
I think, yeah, there was a lot of momentum, but also there were still a lot of stories that I think we get from our listeners that punctuate that as well, which is really important. And Five Live's really unique at the BBC. It's a real presenters network. You know, it's huge team effort, don't get me wrong, but you also have a lot of autonomy. And I think if you are allowed to be yourself, that is a big part of being a speech presenter.
And obviously your editor has just left. He starts his new job tomorrow, he told me.
I said that, but then I always say the things I'm not meant to say, and hence why hopefully I have an award for that. As a child, I just got in trouble.
And Tim, obviously going to Times Radio, that's another competitor for you and your show. You're already up against James O'Brien. Are you kind of worried about Times at all?
Not one bit. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you won the Newcomer Award at the Arkivas when you were doing stuff on LBC about 8 years ago. But is this your first ARIA?
We've won
for
a
show. Oh, the show won 2 years ago.
But it's my first personal one. And I am... I'm in love with that. I'm just going to carry that around like a little beatbox on my shoulder.
You know Heidi's going to want to put it in the cabinet.
No cabinet. I'm an only child. I don't share. I'll let everyone touch it.
Congratulations,
Thank you so much.